Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. I may have been wrong about not reading from moonology decks near the time of the moon, but I feel that this is necessary as we do have the full moon in Scorpio on Tuesday. And so I'm going to read this now because it seems a little bit weird out there currently. Full moon in Scorpio, it's time to release negativity. If you've been feeling paranoid and acting weird, take this card as a very direct message from the cosmos to stop it. Okay. Worrying yourself is pointless. True. It is time to release any negativity you have around the situation you're asking about. If someone has been unkind to you, perhaps it's time for you to release them. This card heralds an emotionally intense time since both the full moon and Scorpio themselves are both extremely intense. It's time for you to feel all of your feelings. There could be some nastiness in the air when you pull this card. If that's the case, take it as a sign to move away from anyone or anything that you feel is toxic. For some, however, this card has a totally different meaning for your sex life. For your sex life can improve now. If you make an effort, use your magic. You have all you need inside you to bring your desired results. Well, that's interesting, considering what I read yesterday. All right. Anyway, so to be fair, right? Maybe I was getting a sign yesterday to that was something that should be brought up about how you feel about yourself. Time to release negativity, possibly a time to release the negative thoughts you have about yourself, about how you look, how you feel about yourself. Are you constantly in a battle with yourself thinking you're not good enough? Maybe it's time to release that. Maybe it's time to start getting to know yourself again and maybe a little bit better. Know what you like in life, you know, go out and treat yourself. Worrying yourself is pointless. It's true. We can all make up false stories in our heads about situations that haven't happened. Maybe it's time to look next time you start think of a negative thought. Think, is this a reality or is this just something I've just made up to keep myself preoccupied? If you've been acting paranoid or weird, I'm not really sure. But if you have been, then take it as that you should stop being so paranoid about things. Acting weird, I don't know. That's a personal thing. You can define what weird means to you. If you feel a little strange inside and as a result you're acting out, maybe take a step back from people so you don't have to sort of, I don't know, unleash your strangeness onto people, maybe. All right, if there's a situation that you've been thinking about negatively, so maybe you should take a little step back. If someone has been unkind to you, perhaps it's time for you to release them. So also, again, take a step away from them. Not necessarily block them out like we do on WhatsApp or Instagram. Just like block, get rid. Just sort of take a step back. Make yourself known. Be like, look, I just need a bit of break from this. Blah, 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 blah. Without being so negative about it. Because people do just block people. Then they're like, oh, I regret doing that. Or they just don't realize that once they've given someone a reason to be angry with them, that person can then start creating negative energy for them. So for example, if somebody blocks you unintentionally without you knowing, with you knowing, so you know, maybe your friend's on Instagram and then they just block you and you're just like, well, what did I do? You feel bad about yourself, creates negative energy in you, and then you start thinking about that person, being like, why are they being so rude? They're creating negative energy for them. So maybe take a step back, right? Because it is true. If you consistently ignore someone, the problem doesn't really go away. It just festers and builds. And that in turn creates negative energy on both parts, because not only do you start to resent that person or they resent you, you also have decided that you're going to build up a barrier rather than deal with the situation head on. It's very easy to say, look, I just need a bit of a break from you, or a situation, or I need a time out because something's going on in my life. Yeah, I make up a story, and so I can't deal with this right now. Your life is yours, mine is mine, etc., etc. So it's a good time to start setting new boundaries and creating new distances, and after a while things will fade off into a distance. If you are trying to remove someone from your life and yet they're quite persistent, the more you let them go rather than throw them out, the less chance they are to return. Okay, your replies can be quite shallow, and if they say something wrong, you can be like, oh well, yeah, sorry, I'm going through something, don't have time to talk. Start to distance yourself slowly but surely until it is vanished. I'll be back tomorrow with another card.